I want to welcome, friends, a frequent contributor to our program here. He is Dan Dennehy. He is National Director and Immigration Chair of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, and indeed AOH Division 7 and Celtic Charities, Inc., once again presenting the Celtic Cruise. Friends, let's welcome Dan Dennehy. Dan, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. It's good to be back on the show.
Your good wife, Siobhan Dennehy, is and has been director of Emerald Isle Immigration Center. And one of, I think we should acknowledge and welcome a new chairman of Emerald Isle Immigration Center, as board members like Anya and myself, and chairman emeritus Brian O'Dwyer stepped down, and look forward to a great future, a great new chairman and board. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's right. Congratulations to John Tully for assuming a role that Chairman Emeritus Brian O'Dwyer, your cousin, has maintained since the inception of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, which, in my humble opinion, is the greatest example of immigrant support in America and certainly in New York, with all they do for Ireland's youngest, newest, neediest, eldest, every kind of immigrant that comes to these shores. And Siobhan is delighted that Brian's work is now going to be carried on by John Tully. And it's interesting that we talk about John, because John, for the last 6 years, has spearheaded the Celtic Cruise for the Emerald Isle in his division, AOH, New York County Cardinal Thomas O'Fee Division, which meets at the Black Sheep. And since 1991, that division of the Ancient Order of Hibernians has had a charity and hosted a cruise for kids for many years for Project Children. And since 1991, they've raised over $3 million in charitable efforts for this fun event. It's the kickoff to summer in New York City. And for the last 6 years, since Dennis Mulcahy suggested that as the Project Children was receiving great funding, that they might want to find another charitable organization, they vetted many and they decided on the Emerald Isle. So since for 6 years now, they've raised over $300,000 of much needed funding for the Emerald Isle on the Celtic Cruise. It's going to be this Wednesday, and it's a tremendous amount of fun with bands like Celtic Cross and Cunningham Brothers, Shane Mack, Eddie Bowles, and Celtic Blend. And you know, it's a great opportunity for people to get together and have fun and celebrate the beginning of summer.
You know, you mentioned Eddie Bowles there. An amazing character. Of course, he, if he had his druthers, he would be presenting and playing music all day, every day. Great love and growl for Irish music of all kinds. But Eddie has also been a very powerful force within the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, and of course continues in that role.
That's right.
I want to, let our listeners know that when we think of a cruise, we think of heading off for a week or longer, and many people have not had that opportunity and somehow don't know what a great experience it is to get on this Celtic cruise. you never lose track of Manhattan, the skyline of Manhattan, New Jersey. And as you say, with all of the entertainment and food and fun and drink, it's a great experience. Honestly, it's one that can be very, very much indeed appreciated by those who, as I say, have not had an opportunity to go on a longer cruise. It's fabulous. It really is.
Well, you know, Adrian, that division, Division 7, they raise all the money ahead of time to pay for the entire cruise, which has a deluxe open bar. It has a fantastic food selection with a carving station and a great buffet. I mean, the food is top shelf, and it's something they're very,
surely is.
They enforce every year to make sure it's the best food. The Spirit of New York is a true cruise ship. It's beautiful. And New York's skyline is the backdrop, and the Statue of Liberty, and Eddie Bowles, and the FDNY are so proud when they bring out their biggest, their 1,200 feet long, the fireboat, and it does a firework, a water display. I mean, if you're in New York next Wednesday and you're not on the Celtic cruise, you're missing out on not only one of the funnest evenings of the whole year, but also the best way to show support for immigrants, Irish immigrants coming to the United States, the elderly, the Meals on Wheels program that the Emerald Isle runs, and so many things that the Emerald Isle has done over the years, and also to see how the Ancient Order of Hibernians is not just an organization that's concerned with the North of Ireland and peace and reconciliation, but also supporting people in their own community. And, you know, it's fun. I mean, you have the best bands, you have the best food, you have the best view. And it's $125, and every penny of it is going to the Emerald Isle. Not one cent is being spent anywhere else. It's amazing.
It's great. Again, best way to get information on that, even now as we're coasting up to the last minute, to get in touch with the...
CelticCharity.com, CelticCharity. Yeah. Okay.
That gives you all the information.
That gives you all the information, www. Celtic Charity. There's an after party at the Pig and Whistle afterwards. It's the Spirit of New York at Chelsea Piers. It boards at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, and it sails at 6:45, and it comes back at 10. It's $125 in advance. Make sure you do that, and you go to Celtic Charities, all right?
Okay, and the telephone number I want to give for the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, the Queen's Office, is 718-478-5502. That's 718-478-5502. And, of course, the Bronx Office, the now homeowner office is on Katona Avenue, and it is in Woodlawn, New York. The phone number there, 718-324-3039. Dan, you mentioned, you know, the influence of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, and I think most people feel, anyway, that it is the organization, longest track record that indeed has served the Irish community throughout the United States. Now, you are national director of the AOH, and it is you've grown up through the ranks, moved on to becoming national director. There's an election coming up again, which will take place. Where is the conference on the election? Where is that taking place?
Well, the site for the National Convention of the Hibernians and the Ladies Ancient Order Hibernians is Louisville, Kentucky, and it's in a very historic hotel, the Galt House Hotel, and it's from the 11th of July, Wednesday, 11th of July, to the 14th. And the Louisville Hibernians are hosting us. And at the convention, we are honoring with the John F. Kennedy Medal, the prestigious medal. Yes. Dennis Mulcahy of Project Children, who was the beneficiary for many years of the Celtic Cruise, and we're very proud that a New Yorker, Dennis Corkman, Dennis, a heroic bomb squad leader of the NYPD, mm-hmm. and one of the most wise and generous people that I know, is being honored in such a way by the men and women of the Hibernians.
No better person to receive that award. Now, there is a fundraiser taking place on June 30th up in your own neck of the woods there at the Quiet Man in Peekskill. What are the hours there? What can we expect?
Well, it's a Saturday afternoon, and we've talked a lot about Eddie Bowles, and Eddie Bowles' band, Celtic Blend, is going to be playing from 2 to 5. And the Quiet Man is owned by a fellow from Westport, Mayo, Cahill McGrail, who's mm-hmm. a master craftsman, and he builds many restaurants and bars, but he built one for his own. And the Quiet Man is a beautiful place in the historic downtown of Peekskill. And he has a very unique beer garden, which he preserved the outer walls of a factory with its iron windows and everything. And he's made a really unique space in Peekskill. And that street, Division Street, North Division Street, was vacant for many years. So he took a leap of faith. And as a member of the Hibernians and a big supporter of what we do in the Hudson Valley Irish Festival, he's now chairman of that festival. He's assumed my position there. He's going to host us. And it's a great food, barbecue, 2 to 5 on the 30th, great music. And this is just a way of the local Hibernians in Division 18 in Westchester County showing support for what we do at the national board, certainly hoping that I am reelected along with my colleagues. There's five of us that are incumbents and the four top executive officers, Judge James McKay, Vice President Danny O'Connell, your good friend and mine, Jerry Cole, the secretary, and Sean Pender, who is so tireless.
Sure. Yeah.
So that slate is running for re-election, and we're going to be welcoming in another new board member. And the ladies have a full slate of elections. So, you know, these things, these fundraisers are a real shot in the arm for those of us that are
absolutely
willing
and very
to work for
necessary to your convention. Seems like that's going to be. Some experience down in.
Oh, yeah, we bring it. And it does cost money to provide entertainment for not only the Hibernians, but the whole community. And we club together. And, you know, nobody in the AOH gets paid. Mm-hmm. So we depend on people from the community supporting the work that we do. And and I tell you, a Hibernian convention is something to see, Adrian.
I know indeed. Again, the fundraiser and that great afternoon is taking place June 30th. It's at the Quiet Man in Peekskill. And the telephone number up there is 914-468-9434. And, you might tell us, lest anybody think that because of the, the disgraceful laws, immigration laws in our United States here, that a younger group, young members, are in fact scarce as hen's teeth. The opposite is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adrian, one of the newest divisions of the Hibernians is 65 young fellows that are under the age of 25 in New Rochelle. They name themselves after the Protestant, uniquely name themselves after the Protestant Irish patriot Thomas Addis Emmet. And they, on July 22nd, are going to be unveiling their restoration of the family plot of Thomas Emmet, which includes the founder of the GOP, a Medal of Honor winner, an admiral in the U.S. Navy, a suffragette who raised tremendous amount of money for the Easter Rising, and that's going to be at Greenwood Cemetery in New Rochelle. And these are young people that have started a rugby team.
Yeah.
Their meetings are faster than our telephone conversations because they are just full of action, and it's just such a great thing to watch. So that's happening across the country because our national organizer, Tim McSweeney, and our national vice president, Danny O'Connell, came up with a great website, www.aoh.com, where you can learn everything about what we're doing. Our Facebook presence, our Twitter presence, our Instagram presence has become huge. And young people want to get more into their culture, their heritage. And they want to connect with young Irish immigrants, and they want to connect with each other. And they're doing it, and they're coming in. So as other organizations fret, I tell you, there is a way. All you have to do is reach out from beyond yourself, and you will restore your membership, and you'll be very happy with these young members coming in and filling the ranks.
Yeah, and on a point, again, of personal pride, my grandson in Long Beach, Gavin Enright, has organized a group. Well, he's one of the organizers or a group of young people in their 20s, those coming out of college, and they are determined to keep the legacy of the ancient order of Hibernians alive. And yes, they come up with, you know, not only golf outings, but a lot of events that are attractive to young members. It is fantastic. At a time when the United Irish Counties, county organizations are feeling very much, their tradition or struggling to get young people involved. The Ancient Order of Hibernians, God bless them, the largest Irish-American organization in the U.S., is indeed not only holding its own, but growing by leaps and bounds. Dan, thank you for joining us. Continue to do the great work, and I think that a lot of people, anybody within a driving distance of Peekskill in New York would have a great day and help out. Not only you, but your colleagues in seeking a second term. I don't anticipate that there will be any changes there, but to get information, it's 914-468-9434. And so we don't get in trouble with your wife, Siobhan Dennehy, director of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center. One more time, it's this coming Wednesday, right?
Right.
And
by the way, I would be remiss if I didn't wish a happy, happy birthday today to the president of Thomas O'Fee Division 7, who's hosting the Celtic Cruise, Sean Claffey. Sean is a documentarian. He was going to be joining you on the radio today, but he is celebrating his birthday and also working on a new film. But Sean is the president, and if you want to find out more about Division 7, you can get in touch with Sean Claffey at 917-995-8212, 917-995-8212. So we really wish Sean a happy birthday. This is a week of celebration for the Black Sheep, where Division 7 meets at 3rd Avenue and 38th Street. But it's also a week of remembrance, as this is the 14th anniversary of Division 7 member Frank Carvel, who was killed in action.
Oh, yes.
In Iraq, and he was such a great and notable Hibernian, member of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center Board, and the president of his county association. So we carry on in memory of people like Frank, who was a great young man.
Thank you, Dan Dennehy there, friends, National Director of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And again, the Celtic Cruise, this coming Wednesday, music, dancing, great food, and a lot of fun aboard the Spirit of New York for the total benefit of Emerald Isle Immigration Center. And you are listening to the Flannelly Show live on IrishRadio.com worldwide.